It's time now for a look beyond the headlines with Peter Dykstra. Peter's an editor with Environmental Health News, that's EHN.org, and DailyClimate.org. Hey there, Peter. What do you have for us this week?
Well, hi, Bobby. We're going to start with a trip back to my beloved ancestral home, New Jersey. Last week, Governor Phil Murphy signed the most sweeping restrictions on single-use plastic bags in grocery stores and other retail establishments. Plastic bags are going to be phased out by May of 2022.
Wow, that's amazing. Some 10 million people live in New Jersey, right? That's a big market.
Yeah, and that kind of thing, even more so when a much bigger state like California makes a switch, is that manufacturers and retailers tend to put a lot of weight on the new standards because they don't want to have to manufacture and behave and distribute in two different ways when the big states tend to be more restrictive. They go from resisting that to supporting it. Let's see if that happens with New Jersey. First offense for a merchant is a warning. Once you get up to strike three on plastic bag violations, it's going to be a $5,000 fine.
Wow, that'll add right up. And of course, New Jersey gave some early warning signs of the plastic crisis back in the 1980s with all the medical waste washing up on the beaches there.
Yeah, medical waste on the beaches in New Jersey, along with the sewage spills on beaches, were one of the real warning signs that gave a boost to the environmental movement, resulting in that big Earth Day celebration in 1990. But Jersey led the way in a bad way with this plastic bag ban. Maybe it's going to be leading the way in a good way.
Well, we can hope. What else do you have for us this week?
We'll go a little bit south of Jersey to the Virginia coastline. There's been a project underway for 20 years to restore seagrass. Seagrass around the world in estuaries along coastlines is valuable habitat from everything from sharks to juvenile fish to seahorses. And in the 1930s, there was a pandemic that wiped out a lot of the seagrass areas along coastlines around the world. Some of them eventually recovered. Virginia and other areas never did. But this project that's been underway for two decades involved seeding 500 acres with new seagrass. That was a success, but the bigger success went to Mother Nature herself, because those 500 acres of newly planted seagrass spread to 9,000 acres because nature did what nature does. It's a small success in the global picture, but it's one that's being used as a model for what can help restore seagrass ecology all around the world.
A small example, but I mean, it is nice to be reminded of the fact that nature wants to heal itself, you know? We just have to sort of give it a nudge in the right direction if possible.
Right, and policy and tax dollars helping to give that nudge in the right direction also is a contributor to reversing some of our biggest challenges.
That's for sure. Well, what do you have for us from the history books this week?
Go back to November 10th, 1950, 70 years ago. Tenzin Gyatso, a 15-year-old Tibetan boy, was installed as the 14th Dalai Lama. At 70 years as a leader for peace and a healthy environment, he's spoken out so frequently on climate change and environment. He also has a heck of a sense of humor if you ever hear him speak.
All right. Well, thanks, Peter. Peter Dykstra is an editor with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Bobby. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories on the Living on Earth website. That's LOE.org.